Good afternoon. We're sitting here with the Bulldog offensive lineman. And, guys, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you can just tell me about how things are going and what your expectations are this year. But we'll just start off right here on the side and tell me your name and where you're from and how things have been going.
My name is Kenyatta McMurray, and I'm from Batesville, Mississippi, high school, Sapinola. You know what I'm saying? Everything's been going good. Like, we got a pretty good squad this year. Our offensive line looks strong. We got people moving fast and stuff like that.
Tell me before you pass that on, how things are different coming from high school to college. I mean, what's the big adjustments you've been having to make?
Well, one of the big adjustments is my style of play, because we move a lot faster. There's no huddle. I'm not used to that. And play calling, it's way different. It's more signs than huddling up and calling out the play name and stuff.
All right. You can pass it on to me.
Corey Anderson from Houston. Went to Houston High School. And everything is going good around here. The whole offensive line is – they seem to come together, and we've got an understanding of the offense now. Now it's all about executing plays and getting your right assignments and just performing.
How different, Corey, has it been, the offensive style? I know a lot of signs come from the sideline, and a lot of times you don't switch personnel, so they just give you a different play. Was that something y'all did at high school, or is this new to you?
This is pretty new to me. In high school, we ran like a huddle offense, and we got plays from there. And having to move around fast and get in the plays at the same time, it is a big change for me. And I've grown accustomed to it here in the past month or so, and seem to be catching on pretty good.
How's the speed of the game been for you as far as the defensive size compared to high school and the actual quickness? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of different guys that you have seen so far in camp that you didn't run into last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As far as, like, the speed and the intensity of the game, it is different going from high school to college. And you just have to learn to adjust to it, and you got to play your style of play like them.
All right.
I'm Stuart Shaw from Grenada, Mississippi, and I went to Grenada High School. And coming here, it's been a whole lot different from high school. The speed is a lot faster, even though we ran no huddle at Grenada, but the signals coming from the side, we just had wristbands, and they called out numbers, and we just ran the numbers. So that's a little different. You know, you got to make sure you get your eyes over on the sideline. And things been going good. I think we got a good O-line this year. We're all work as one. We just do our assignments and everything. We'll be having a pretty good year this year.
My name is Jerry McKinney-Roof from Massinger High School. To me, I'm kind of used to it all. Mad Central, we ran no huddle, got all our signals and stuff from the sideline, ran the play. The game speed, to me, is the same. A little faster, but pretty much even. Like all the other linemen said, the O-line looking pretty good. We got a chance to win it all.
So you came in the spring, right? So you were here for spring drills, and how did that help you getting a jump start on this season?
Yeah, I came here in the spring from Mississippi Delta, and it did give me a jump start to, you know, learn all the plays, you know, get my signals down, learning different steps, my techniques to improve better, so I, you know, can do good when fall season roll around.
All right, Clayton, tell me about yourself and how things have been going.
My name is Clayton Williams. I came from Raymond High School, and It's sort of the same because in Raymond we ran no huddle offense too, but it's much faster, and you have to have your steps perfect and everything. It's based on, you know what I'm saying, running the plays perfect, and I think my fellow offensive linemen are doing a good job at it.
All right, Talbot, I know you came in last year, but you weren't able to play, but you have a lot of time under your belt now, practice and everything. Just tell me how you think things are going and what you expect this year.
Well, I expect us to win the state this year. We've been working hard all summer, and just learning the plays and everything. We pretty much learned them all now. It's got to be now finishing the blocks, blocking through the whistle, make sure you're making all the right calls and stuff up front, and really just working together as a whole unit. And I think this team is, Coach Kuhn says the third year is always the best, and his first 2 years he's building the program back up, and they expect big things of us this year, and we're going to give it to them. We're going to go as far as we can. And I'm Talbot Bias from Porter's Chapel Academy in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
All right. Tell me your name and tell me how things have been going.
I'm David Hendershot from Forest, Mississippi. I went to Scott Central High School. Things have been going good. I had to get used to the speed of the game because we were a huddle up, run the ball team, and here you throw it, run, everything. It's just all the speed of the game is a lot faster here because you have to get the plays off the sideline and the signals and stuff like that, but I think I've caught on. And I think we got a pretty good group of O-line, and I think we're going to have a great year.
So you're playing inside the center guard area?
Center, yes, sir.
Tell me, you know, with the defensive guys, I know we got a lot of experience on that side of the ball. How important is it for y'all to be able to catch up with those guys with all the experience they have over there?
Well, all that experience – that defense is really good, so it helps us to practice against them every day because that's probably one of the best defenses in the league. So we practice against their speed every day, and then it'll make it much easier come game time.
All right. Darren, tell me about yourself and how things are going. You were here last year, and
yes, sir.
You kind of know the ropes with kind of what Coach McCarty expects, And then after we get through talking to you, we'll ask about Coach Wright because he's a new guy coming in. We'll talk about his philosophy before we let you go. Just tell me how things have been going for you.
It's a blessing to be here. We got a talented O-line group this year, and I'm very confident in them coming off the ball like we're supposed to. And I think we're going to win it all. Like my teammate said, we really good this year. So it's got to be there. Supporters. Knights Ron Taylor from Prentice, Mississippi.
And tell me about Coach Wright and the difference that a year has made as far as on the O-line. His philosophy probably may be a little different than we had last year with Coach Coates. But tell me how things are this year.
It's totally different. Coach Wright is a hard-working man. He wants the best. He's not gonna give up. He's not going to stop to we do what we supposed to do. Ain't no half stepping with him. That's what I adore about Coach Wright.
Talbot, answer that same question about how things are a little different now than they were last fall. I know you practiced some, but you didn't get any game experience, but you do know the difference in the two.
All right, well, Coach Wright, like Teron said, he expects greatness out of everybody. No doing it halfway. I mean, you do it full speed or you don't do it at all. And that's what's going to carry over to the games, going full speed every play. You know, the defense is going to get worn out by our offense because we run the no-huddle, hurry-up offense, and they're having to run to the ball to make the tackle every play, and we're only having to run about 5 or 6 yards down the field. And so that's going to wear them out, and Coach Wright just pushes us to just keep putting it down the throat every play. And but last year, I mean, it was a good year. Coach Coates was a great coach. But, Coach Wright, he's got a lot of experience. He played 5 years at Arkansas State. and came here from Northwest, and he just knows his stuff really well and is a great coach.
All right, tell me overall, offensively, what you're expecting to the playmakers so far, and you know, what should be our strong point on the offensive side? What are you thinking right now?
We definitely got a good group of running backs with Fred and Bully and Richard Hampton, and also Percy O'Bannon from Northwest has transferred in, and he's going to help. And receiving-wise, we got Huff Hines. He's going to be a playmaker. He always has been. And Dee Joyner from Northwest also come in. And Shaquan Holmes was here last year. And we're just going to have a good group of all-around offensive players. And, of course, quarterback. It's just really a toss-up right now between three guys. But whoever gets the job, I mean, they're going to do good.